Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Will Smith has finally apologized to Chris Rock. He did it yesterday and said that slapping Chris was unacceptable and inexcusable. As we all know, Will did not apologize to Chris Sunday night during his Best Actor acceptance speech. But now he is acknowledging that violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. Here's the full apology that Will posted on his Instagram page. He says, "Violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was way too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I'm embarrassed and my actions are not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness. I would also like to apologize to the Academy, the producers of the show, all the attendees, and everyone watching around the world. I would like to apologize to the Williams family and my King Richard family. I deeply regret my behavior has stained what has been an otherwise gorgeous journey for all of us." The end.
Is that sincere to y'all?
That's it. I can't speak for him, Tommy, to answer your question. I wish the apology had come Sunday night when he apologized to the Academy and everyone else on Sunday night. That's when I wish he had made this apology. I mean, I'm glad he finally, you know, made an apology to Chris Rock, but I wish it had come. Yeah, yeah.
I wish it was more like, I don't have to know about it, but verbally to Chris, like a phone call to Chris. This is a step, so I'm not upset about it. This is a step.
Yeah, I think he should have done it publicly because he slapped him publicly.
And it's then like went and partied.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. You did the apology to the Academy, then, the incident happened. You apologized to the Academy and your peers. You didn't apologize to Chris. Then you partied.
You're doing too much to slap me. You're doing way too much to slap me.
Yes.
He did not realize the magnitude of it.
until after the fact. I've made some very, very public mistakes, and you don't really know the magnitude until after the public gets a hold to it. Mm-hmm. The problem that I have with this, see, I understand the apology. I also understand what it's coming from because I look into the words everybody say. Talking about my wife's, I'm cool with jokes and jokes about me, blah, blah, blah. But when you talk about my wife's medical condition, that ain't what the man said, though. There was no mention of a disease or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I really don't even think Chris knew anything about the medical condition. It was about her wearing her hair short and her looking like Demi Moore. Because all it was about the G.I. Jane joke. It wasn't about no, you look like, you know, now if you say something medical, you know, you look like a, you know, you a poster girl for chemo or something like that, you finna get your ass whooped. Right. I'm in all support of Will walking up on that stage and knocking his ass out. Mm-hmm. Because if you do my wife publicly in a negative way, here I come. See, I'm with that.
Yeah, but hold up, dog.
But let me finish what I'm saying. But that apology with that word in it, and then again to make sure you apologize to the Academy. See, the most important thing here is the Academy.
Yeah.
You know, that doubling back, making sure you talk with the Academy. When you put those words in there, it's like, this is why I did it. So now you justifying what you did. Now you're going to come back with the violence thing. But I did it because.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like he was trying to justify the violence.
Oh, don't
true. It's like he said but. I apologize, but. That's the but. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I don't think, Steve, you would have. Like, I don't think I would have. But, yeah, I mean, I'm the craziest one on this show. Y'all know that. But I'm glad I got.
Lord.
I got a wife that's by my side that ain't going to let me walk up there and do nothing crazy like that. She's going to be like, if you don't sit your ass down, you can't.
Right.
I think I would personally be like, I'm going to go to the back and talk to him. I don't think I would have tried to go and handle that right there in front of 10 million, however many million people looking at this, man.
I'm 90% sure that's how I would have done it. But if I'm sitting there and my wife has a medical condition, and you make mention of the medical condition and it breaks her right there, I hope that I got enough sense to get around to the back of that stage. And that's how I think I would handle it. That's how I think I would handle it. But I know right now, but I'll tell you about Marjorie Harvey. She's going to grab me. Ain't no way she's going to let me go do this.
But Steve, you're talking like a regular man right now, and which you are, of course, but you're also a comedian. You know what I'm saying? And Chris Rock is a comedian, and he was just doing his job.
I ain't mad at Chris.
You know what?
Chris did nothing wrong. Yeah, no. He was just doing his job. You're talking as a regular man sitting there with your wife who had some sort of medical condition. But you, as a comedian, what would you, you know, how would you have handled that same situation?
Now, if I'm the comedian and I'm on stage, Will not going to turn around. Because we up in here, they going to have to come in. We got to go. We finna do like 4 commercial breaks in a row because they got to fix the staging. They got to put these lights back up. They got, if
why? Because you've torn everything
somewhere.
Up.
What you going to do? Jump up to the light?
Torn the stage up.
What I cannot do.
Thank you, Chris Rock, for being a
you
class
You cannot
actor.
Slap me and walk off. I ain't.
You're going to be trying to dig this Oscar out your behind because that's where I done put it at.
See, I ain't
he didn't win it
Chris
yet.
Chris Rock handled it the right way at that particular moment. I hope I could be that guy at that particular moment.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.